Welcome to the Deep Dive. We dig into the sources so you get informed fast. Today, we're tackling a partnership, one that's maybe overlooked, but honestly, it can make or break your real estate deal. You know, in today's market, it's just so complex, right? Feels like a house of cards sometimes. You've got multiple offers flying around, inspection dramas, lender rules that seem to change daily. It really makes you wonder, is there any piece of this whole chain you can actually like get a grip on, something you can control?
That's spot on. And it's not just about, you know, putting out fires when a deal starts to wobble. Getting this relationship right, the realtor-appraiser one, it's more than just avoiding problems.
Okay.
It's about actively making the whole thing smoother. It protects serious financial interests from everybody involved, really.
Right.
And ultimately, it builds your professional success. That matters in a tough market.
Right. So our mission today, our deep dive, is figuring out how does that collaboration, that strong link between agents and appraisers, actually lead to smoother closings and protected prices? What are the real benefits? What are the steps? Let's look at some numbers first. They really paint a picture. Yeah, I saw some data. Meridart Realtor said 6% of contracts in 2024 got delayed just because of appraisal issues. Yeah. 6%. That feels significant.
It is. That's a lot of deals hitting a snag.
And then MortgageArt.com added that 8% of appraisals actually landed below the contract price in the back half of 2024.
Below contract. That's where the pain really starts.
Exactly. And there's this Market Watch story, a real case, where a buyer suddenly had to find an extra $52,000 just because the appraisal came in low from someone who didn't even know the area.
Wow. 52 grand.
Yeah. Thankfully, they got a second opinion, a local appraiser, and that saved the deal. But still.
That story really shows it. The margin for error is just, it's razor thin now. Especially, you know, in markets where prices listed might still be pretty high, but maybe the actual growth has kind of cooled off. A small misstep in valuing the property, it can blow up fast, financially speaking.
That case study, yeah, it really hammers home the stakes. So, okay, if getting it wrong causes that much pain, what about getting it right? How does this collaboration actually save money? Or maybe even make money?
Well, the big thing, the real game changer, is realistic pricing right from day one. It's about precision.
Okay. How does that work?
You take the agent's knowledge, right? They know the local buzz, buyer psychology, who the competition is. Then you mix that with the appraiser's technical skill, things like paired sale adjustments, which is how they scientifically compare homes, even if they aren't identical twins. And they know the lender rules inside out.
So you're not just throwing a price out there.
Exactly. You're pinpointing the value, the right value that the bank will actually sign off on. No guesswork.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
And beyond just the price itself, you mentioned speed earlier.
Yeah.
Compressed timelines. How does this partnership actually help deals close faster? I mean, time is money in these deals, right?
Absolutely. It's often about the data packet. A clean data packet.
What goes in that?
Think the MLS sheet, a really detailed list of upgrades with dates and costs, copies of permits, maybe the survey. Getting all that to the appraiser before they even step foot in the house, that can shave days, honestly, days off their turn time.
And that avoids those last minute scrambles, like needing a reinspection.
Precisely. Fewer frantic calls, fewer extra fees. It just smooths out the bumps.
Okay, that sounds crucial, especially for maybe trickier properties.
Mm.
What about smarter handling of unique homes? You know, the ones with the amazing golf course view or the mountain vista or maybe just a lot of land.
Yeah, those can be headaches. But again, collaboration is key. The agent brings the local intel, why that view is worth more, what buyers in this specific niche value. The appraiser brings the methodology, the comp math.
So they work together to build the case for the value.
Exactly. It turns that potential pricing puzzle into a clear story for the underwriter, something the lender can easily understand and approve. An underwriter-ready story, you could call it.
Gotcha. And if you're doing all this upfront, does that mean fewer renegotiations down the line? Fewer price fights after the appraisal?
Generally, yes. A shared strategy, realistic pricing, it leads to fewer low appraisals hitting the table in the first place. That's a huge win.
But what if it does still come in a bit low?
Even then, having that professional relationship already established, it makes asking for a reconsideration based on facts and data you provide much more likely to be heard and potentially succeed. It's professional to professional, not adversarial.
Builds trust, reduces the drama.
Right. And long term. This all contributes to bulletproof reputations. Buyers remember who got them through the valuation part smoothly. No surprises, no last minute panic.
Hmm. And agents who do lose deals because the appraisal fell apart.
That hurts. It can definitely impact referrals down the road. Reputation is currency in this business, as you know.
You mentioned financial interest, protecting them. Can we actually put dollar figures on the cost of going it alone? What happens financially if this collaboration isn't there?
Oh, absolutely. We can look at some typical scenarios. Say you have missing data, right? It delays the appraisal. That could easily add 8 extra days.
Okay, 8 days. What does that cost?
Well, on a, say, $500,000 loan at 7% interest, that's roughly $425 in extra carry cost just for those 8 days.
Wow. Okay, and if the appraisal is low and it leads to a price fight?
That tends to take longer, maybe 11 extra days on average. Now you're looking at about $585 in carry cost.
Ouch.
Oh.
In the worst case, the deal just dies.
Yeah, the deal falls apart completely. You have to relist. That can easily add, say, 38 days or more to the whole process. The carry cost there, a painful $2,040.
And let's be clear, carry cost, that's real money, isn't it? It's extra interest the seller is paying, or maybe the buyer if they're locked in. Well, the deal is just stuck.
Exactly. Every single day of delay has a real dollar figure attached to it.
Okay, that really drives it home. So understanding those costs, let's flip to the how. What's the actual blueprint? How do people listening build these winning partnerships?
Right, the actionable stuff. Step one is probably the most crucial. Loop the appraiser in early. Don't wait until the lender orders it.
Early, like before listing.
Ideally, yes. Share your market analysis, your CMA, share receipts for major remodels, any off-market sales info you have. Even just a quick 15-minute call before you list can stop unrealistic pricing expectations before they even start.
Sets the stage. Gets everyone on the same page from the start. Okay, so you've looped them in early. Then comes inspection day. You mentioned the tight appraisal packet earlier.
Yes, step two. Deliver that tight appraisal packet on inspection day. And tight means organized and comprehensive.
So it's absolutely essential in there.
Your MLS printout, sure, but maybe highlight the comps you think are strongest. Definitely that detailed upgrade list, what was done, when, and ideally, how much it cost. Copies of permits are huge. A survey if you have it.
Basically anything that proves the value.
Yeah.
Verifiable stuff.
Verifiable is the key word. And any private sales data, too, if you have it, and the appraiser can confirm it somehow, make their job easier and faster.
Okay, packet delivered. Step three, do you just hand it over and leave?
Step three is attend the inspection, but briefly and helpfully. Don't hover. Your role isn't to shadow them.
So what is the role then?
Walk through the key upgrades quickly. Point out things they might not see immediately, like maybe there's high-end spray foam insulation or a whole house water filtration system hidden away. Give them the highlights, answer any questions, and then make yourself scarce but available. Be a resource, not a salesperson.
Got it. Helpful, not hovering. Then step four must be about how you talk to them.
Exactly. Step four, keep communication strictly professional. Remember, USPAP, those are the appraiser standards. They can accept facts, data, documentation. They absolutely cannot accept pressure or your opinion on what the value should be.
So stick to the data. Don't say, I really think it's worth X.
Precisely. Providing solid data builds your credibility. Trying to influence the number destroys it. Maintain that professional boundary.
Makes sense. And the final step, after the appraisal is done.
Step five, debrief post-closing. Win or lose, good value or tricky one, review the final appraisal report. If possible, have a quick chat with the appraiser about it.
Why do that? The deal's done.
It sharpens your market knowledge for next time. You see how they analyzed the comps, how they adjusted for features. It helps you calibrate your own pricing and strategy for future listings. Continuous improvement.
That's a great point. Okay, looking forward now, say, towards 2026. We hear a lot about tech, right? Automated valuation models, AVMs, data collectors. Is the human appraiser and this partnership still going to matter?
It's a valid question. We definitely see AVMs and these data firms sort of creeping into the space more and more.
So is tech taking over?
I don't think so. Not entirely, especially for anything complex. Think unique homes, tricky locations. And honestly, with underwriting getting tighter, not looser, that human expertise, that local knowledge, I'd argue it becomes more valuable, not less.
So technology is a tool, but not the whole answer.
Right. The future is probably more about hybrid reports. Maybe a data collector goes on site, gathers info, feeds it into an algorithm. But there's still a crucial role for human analysis and interpretation.
And agents who provide really good data will have an edge.
Absolutely. Agents who consistently give clean, verified data are essentially optimizing the inputs for those systems. They'll stand out. We even see appraisers now offering specialized services for their agent partners, like quick 48-hour pre-list value checks using desktop methods, rush appraisals when needed, help with reconsiderations if a lender pushes back.
So the partnership itself is evolving, becoming even more strategic.
Exactly. It's adapting, not disappearing.
Okay, so let's bring this all together. What does this deep dive really mean for you, the listener, navigating your deals day to day?
It means this agent-appraiser relationship. It's not just, you know, industry best practice fluff. It's not just about being nice. It has real, tangible financial consequences for your deals. It directly impacts your professional reputation.
So ignoring it is basically leaving money on the table and risking your reputation.
Too much. Understanding this, nurturing the synergy, it's a genuine competitive advantage. You really can't afford not to focus on it.
Right. So here's a final thought to leave you with. In a world that's getting more automated, more data-driven every day, maybe leaning into human collaboration even more, especially for those unique, challenging deals, maybe that becomes your single biggest edge. Something to think about for your next transaction.